Love, joy, and peace. Brother Dan.
Thank you, Brother Steve, and thank you, Brother Bill, for that beautiful prayer. Brethren, it's been wonderful to be here in convention with you. I feel full already. I could leave the convention today and go home full and ready to continue to live that life of Christ, fighting this good fight of faith. We have love from your Albuquerque Bible Students teleconference brethren. At least a few are here. Brother Ken Allison's with us, and Tammy, my family, Sister Sandy. Nathaniel's enjoying being with the children. Wonderful convention to get the Bible Students' children together. Love from my mom, Sister Josephine Wessel. When I told her I was coming here, she said, make sure you bring my love. So you have that love. And then also from my brothers, Jerry and Lenny. The subject of our Vesper service is love, joy, and peace for the new year. We will reflect on these three words with poetic greetings, some quotes, scriptures, and of course, hymns. Love, joy, and peace are words that we usually see on Christmas greeting cards. Love, joy, and peace are words, concepts, and emotions that people have sung about for thousands of years. But love, joy, and peace have a much higher and lasting meaning and application ascribed to them in the Bible. These three words together, love, joy, peace, are the first three characteristics of the fruit of God's Holy Spirit described by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the churches in Galatia, in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. As Spirit-begotten followers of Christ, we are to develop this fruit of God's Holy Spirit. The beginning of the new year is a perfect time to resolve to ripen this sweet fruit of the Spirit in our hearts. When reading of love, joy, and peace in greeting cards, do you ever think of the characteristics or flavors of God's Holy Spirit with the greeting? If not, think of them in this way when you hear a few examples of greetings of love, joy, and peace read first by Sister Andrea Schwartz and then Sister Gretchen Grice.
First greeting. May the warmth of the season and the love that we share remind you that there are those who always care. Second greeting, with heartfelt love, my wish to you for joy and peace be yours so true. God, goodwill to those with which you meet, so you may dash sadness to defeat. Third greeting, upon this day, my wish for you is bountiful splendor in all you do. Is that me? Pardon me?
Go ahead.
The season of gladness and joy rings out. My wish for you is happiness throughout.
Greeting. These gifts cannot be purchased in a store, nor can you buy them with money. The gifts of peace, joy, and lasting happiness are the gifts I pray for you this season. Fifth greeting. Hope, love, and peace to all. May it be my wish so tall. It is no doubt the time you see to count your blessings and forget the tree. To we who know the Lord on high, may God use us to his delight. May God's eternal hope be your light.
Thank you. With the new year celebrated soon after the birth of our Savior is celebrated, we also receive greetings for a new year filled with these same words and sentiments, love, joy, and peace, as well as hope. Sister Angie Latimer will read a few New Year's greetings.
First New Year's greetings. This New Year's greetings is sent with love in hopes that God blesses you from above. Second New Year's greeting. May God fill your new year with laughter, health, and love. May you experience his presence as bright as the sun above and feel his blessings around you. Know he is always near. May the joy go with you throughout the coming year. Third New Year's greeting. The new year allows you to share lots of love. The new year allows you to forgive like God above.
Thank you. Hopefully, these greetings lifted your heart when thinking of God's lasting love, joy, and peace for each of us, as well as the world of mankind. We embrace the biblical hope for a bright future for all. We know there is a glorious day ahead for every human being that has ever lived in God's kingdom. We see God working in our lives as new creatures in Christ and his stately steppings and the fulfillment of his prophetic word for the nation of Israel and the world of mankind. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Let us sing hymn number 66, "The Sweet By and By." The Apostle John tells us that God is love. This is in his first letter in 1 John 4:8. And just in case his readers missed it the first time, he tells us God is love a second time in 1 John 4:16. Brother Russell comments on this expression saying, "This is the grand expression of the Bible, the keynote of Christianity. It is the foundation of the great plan of creation and redemption, and the underlying principle in the structure of the Word of God. God is love. Our Lord Jesus is love. And when the church is perfect, each member of the body will also be love. When man is restored to the image of God, Man also will be a living expression of love. Reprints 9, 5124 and 2607. Jesus told his disciples in John 13:35, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Jesus speaks of the broadness of Jehovah's love in Matthew 5:44 and 45. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, and pray for them that persecute you, that ye may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust." Jesus knew his Father's love for eons of time as the Logos and during his life on earth. Jesus shared that love with his disciples, those he healed, those he met, and even to his enemies. As children of our Father in heaven and brothers to our Master Jesus, we are to share that love as expressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Sister Donna Nagy will read 1 Corinthians 13:4-8.
"Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails."
Thank you. Love is the single attribute that has the depth of meaning to personify God, as his other primary attributes can be encompassed by love: wisdom, justice, and power. Within love is God's compassion and mercy, his loving kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness, his peace, his patience, his joy, his goodness, gentleness, and immense self-control. As God has no beginning and no end, so his love has no beginning and no end. From Genesis to Revelation, God's love is the story of paradise lost to paradise restored. Let us sing hymn number 39, "God is Love." God demonstrated his love by allowing his only begotten Son, the Logos, to become flesh and voluntarily give his perfect life for the perfect man, Adam, dying a ransom for all mankind. 1 Corinthians 15:22 and 1 Timothy 2:6 and John 3:16 and 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him." Let us raise our voices together in singing of God's love, hymn number 165, "Love Divine." When the angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of little joy, which shall be to a few people. Who are the tidings from? Oh, wait, I didn't get that quite right. It wasn't a little joy or to a few people. Let me ask that question again. When the angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people," who were the tidings from? Who were they from? God, Jehovah. Oh, it could be Gabriel who actually delivered the message. Yes. Jehovah God gave those greetings to give to the shepherds. The angel was announcing good news from Jehovah, the God of the law and the prophets, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sister Vicki Allison will read Luke 2:10-18.
The angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, or good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on the earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Thank you. What did the shepherds do after receiving this good news of great joy from the angel and heavenly army of angels? With joy, they quickly found Joseph and Mary and the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, just as the angel said. They found the baby that would grow up to be God's anointed Savior of the world. With joy, they must have told Joseph and Mary about the angel's words about their child, Jesus. The scripture says the shepherds made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. It was such good news. Heavenly news. They must have delivered it with great joy, as everyone that heard it wondered or marveled at the message the shepherds delivered. Remember Brother Tom's talk about that word great, mega? This is the mega, mega joy. You probably already know which hymn we're going to sing next. Joy to the World, hymn number 144. In many of the psalms he wrote, David rejoices in Jehovah, in his righteousness and his loving kindness. In Psalm 5:11, David says, "But let all those that take refuge in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." When speaking of his death and resurrection to his apostles in John 16:22, Jesus says, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." The word for joy in the Greek comes from the word rejoice, which means to be cheerful. We are anointed with the spirit of gladness. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 4:4 to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Our relationship with the Lord should lift our spirits. Recognizing our God as our Father in heaven and we his children is something to be cheerful about, to be joyful about, to be glad about. Let us sing hymn number 100, "I Am So Glad." The Apostle Paul continues in Philippians 4:6, after telling the believers in Philippi to rejoice in the Lord always, he tells them to be anxious for nothing. Rejoice always and don't let anything make you anxious. That would be hard to do in our own strength, but with God's help, it is possible. The rest of verse 6 says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. What a formula for peace. Rejoice in the Lord always. Be anxious for nothing, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Sister Janelle Zarja will read a quote from Francis de Sales.
Not look ahead to what may happen tomorrow. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. Either he will shield you from suffering, or he will give you his unwavering strength that you may bear it. Be at peace, then, and set aside all anxious thoughts and worries.
Thank you. The Apostle Paul then proceeds, or provides, the result for this spiritual formula for peace in verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the same peace of God described by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, previously read today. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in Jehovah forever, for in Jehovah, even Jehovah, is an everlasting rock. In John 14, 27, Jesus tells his apostles, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. This is not a worldly peace described as the absence of war. This is truly peace in one's heart and mind because of trusting God and following Jesus' example. Even in the midst of war, great turmoil, or sadness, there is peace. We'll now have a small group sing, It Is Well With My Soul. Beautiful. Thank you. There is a line in the book, Deep Waters and a Bubbling Brook, that reads, to will what God wills, this brings peace. This harmonizes with the scriptures we have already read. It also reminds me of what Sister Margie Hagensick said to a group of us back in October before her deliverance had come. She was asked what wisdom or advice she would share with us, her fellow runners in the Christian race course. After briefly pondering the question, she said, say, not my will, but thy will be done, and mean it. Let us sing together hymn number 128, Prince of My Peace. Hymn number 128. It is my hope and prayer that these reflections on love, joy, and peace from God have cheered and lifted your heart. Our final reading is titled, Your Garden of Life. What have I planted in your garden of life? Or what have you planted in your garden of life? It's not too late to plant 3 rows of peas. Peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul. Plant 4 rows of squash. Squash gossip, squash indifference, squash grumbling, squash selfishness. Plant 5 rows of lettuce. Let us be faithful. Let us be kind. Let us be patient. Let us be joyful. Let us love one another. No garden without turnips. Turn up for meetings. Turn up for service. Turn up to help one another. And you must have time. Time for God, time for family, time for friends. Water freely with patience and cultivate with love. Remember, you reap what you sow. May God add his blessing.